You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, by one estimate, the baby food market is forecast to reach more than $96 billion by 2027, compound annual growth rate of about 6%. You know about this, right? You do some buying of baby food. Well, you don't.
You know,
Arlo isn't a baby.
He's not a baby anymore, but he's a
toddler.
He's so picky.
Is he?
It's brutal, yeah. As a three-year-old, it's just like, you know.
Yeah. Just eat it.
I know. I'm like, it's delicious.
Well, it sounds like our next guest is making some delicious organic food for babies and kids. We're talking about Yumi. They, Tim, recently raised nearly $67 million from investors.
And those investors were all female. They were all female-led investors. Evelyn Roosley and Angela Sutherland are the co-founders of Yumi. They join us on the phone this afternoon. It's great to have both of you. Angela, I want to start with you here and just take us through the funding round and give us an update about where you guys stand. $67 million. It's a lot of money. You're using this to take on the likes of companies like Gerber, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Hi, thank you for having me. We are on a mission to change transparency in baby food and what it actually represents and what it means, and so how nutritious it can be, and you know, making sure it's clean of heavy metals. And so we're using this money to take on Big Baby.
So Evelyn, come on in on the conversation, because it's a massive market. We've all been there where we're, you know, looking at the shelves, and once you have a kid, everything you put in their mouth, you want it to be like perfect. You want to keep them safe. You want to make sure they're eating well. How did you guys approach this, and how did you know that there was a need for what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we could start at the beginning in terms of the origin story, because that definitely informed how we built the company. So just as a brief background, I used to be on the other side of the table. I used to be actually a journalist like you guys. I was a journalist for about a decade or so, and I've been friends with Angela for years that predate the company. Angela, her background, I love to brag about her, but she's sort of this math nerd, math savant, was in a career in finance, had also worked at Toyota working on algorithms on their actuarial risk and such. And, you know, when Angela had her first child, as friends, we were kind of nerding out on all the research that she was discovering. And there was one theme that she kept coming back and back to again, and that was the importance of nutrition and how it really does impact every prism of health, right? From neurological development, physical development, metabolic health, like even your taste preferences are largely set by the age of three. And what impacts that is everything that you're consuming, or even in the womb, what you're getting from your mother. And so what we found so astounding was that if you can really control for the interventions, the nutrition that you're getting during these first years of life, you know, you can really change the state of metabolic health in this country and change the state of, you know, health outcomes in general. So whether for the individual or for an entire generation. So we always say that our mission is to build a healthier generation. And yeah, I mean, I think what was so interesting, like, you know, obviously we know kind of where the food system is today, and we realized that there was such innovation needed, particularly in the category of baby, in terms of, you know, really focusing on foods that are nutrient dense, that are, you know, really built for the massive needs that a child has during this period. And so at the end of the day, when we kind of stepped back, we realized this wasn't about just replacing a product on the shelf.
Right.
It really was a question of what should the future food be.
So it's one thing to go from an idea, Evelyn, to actually building a company, Angela. So I'm wondering, Angela, how you then take that idea and you find the farmers to partner with. You find the way to produce it. And look, we're talking baby food here. I mean, there's little room for error, right? You can't get a contaminant in there. I mean, we know what happens if God forbid that were to happen with something that we were to give our children, Angela.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things we did really early on was bring in some like A-list people to our team. So we brought over a COO from Beyond Meat, who built up their entire supply chain, their manufacturing. And we knew that was really important internally to do the same thing. I mean, again, to your point, safety is our number one concern. It's always like our number one priority. And so we've always focused on quality control and around like who our suppliers are and how much testing we can do. So we do weekly testing, as well as, you know, seasonal testing on suppliers. We're testing our finished goods as well as like our product beforehand. I mean, we are, you know, like laser focused on making sure that this is the safest and best product for children.
Angela, I want to talk a little bit about sales strategy here and price. I mean, this is, you're direct to consumer, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So in order to actually even see the prices, you have to log in and create some sort of plan. How much does it cost to get a baby on the Yumi plan?
The average price is around $4 a jar.
And there are 7 different stages that I see. So to help us understand how that works.
How it all works, yeah.
Oh, of course. So we're weekly delivery. Yeah. You can get a small box, a medium box, or a large box. This is 1 a day, a 2 a day, or a 3 a day. We average around like $4 a jar, depending obviously on the size and how, like, the frequency of you're getting it. But that's sort of how it works. Sorry, Evelyn.
Oh, yeah. And our most common plan is actually our milestone plan. So we actually, a big part of our service is the personalization aspect. So, you know, parents will tell us a bit about their kids, their stage of development. And so what we're providing to families is not just, you know, food, a more convenient option, which it is, but actually food that's also tailored to their age, stage of development. So, for example, your kid at 6 months, their iron stores are naturally depleted. And so that's a really common time when people are transitioning to solid. So we'll send you a box of food and we'll highlight the meals that are high in iron. So not only is it, you know, personalized the products and meals that come in the box, but also personalized content. And so we've always thought that, you know, what we are ultimately delivering is more than just the products off the shelf, right? It really is about product and context and helping parents connect the dots between their kids' nutrition and what they're feeding them and their future health outcomes. It was actually really interesting in the beginning when we were starting Yumi and going out to investors. A lot of investors told us, like, are you going to get parents to care about folate? And, you know, we've always thought that the future of food is truly functional. It is pharma. It is essentially that long kind of weighted promise of, like, let food be thy medicine. And I think as a generation, we're increasingly at least more open to that messaging, right? And so especially this generation of parents. So, you know, that's actually a big part of the service is this idea that it is kind of like we're a coach. We're guiding you through this probably pretty stressful part of your life.
Yes. Yeah, I can certainly relate to that. Hey, Angela, I'm wondering how you grow here, because I can just go to the website. I can type in Arlo's birthday. He's just a little over 3 years old, and it serves me up a plan. And I'm at stage 7 already because he's 36 months old. What's the plan to grow beyond 36 months right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. We've already started offering new lines. So we have new lines of vitamins. We call our multivitamin vitamins. We use entirely plant and fruit-based nutrition, so nothing synthetic. What that does is it allows us to be 100% bioavailable. So unlike synthetic vitamins, you can actually process this completely. And so that's already giving us, like, older kids and, you know, toddlers, teenagers. I'm starting to, like, see a lot of traction there. We have already sold out our first run of vitamins. So that can, like, you know, extend to different ages.
How are you guys coming up with, it's really fascinating, your website. There's a lot of information there, and it talks about, you know, your chefs who are involved in it, Evelyn. So how do you guys continue to innovate, find new products? We know kids can be finicky, so lots of different choices are always good. How do you kind of create your community? Because it sounds like it's outreach, whether it's in the medical front and nutritionists or chefs. How are you creating that community? What are you looking for?
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, when you're asking around product development, one, we always let the science lead, right? Which is why we think about, like, how bioavailable ingredients would be if we were to create a multivitamin gummy. But it's a combination, right? It is kind of building it as a movement. It's listening to what our families are saying. And we realize a lot of families, as, like, you know, also during the pandemic, as they were looking at their medicine cabinets, they were really anxious around how clean those ingredients were, how clean their medicine cabinet was as they were looking to supplement around extra vitamin D and things like that. And so, you know, when we think about the army that you build, you know, it is finding the right, you know, scientists and working, you know, we're working on clinical studies. We're working very closely with many parts of academia. And it's also, you know, thinking about, like, that food is also a celebration, right? Which is why we partner with chefs, as you mentioned. So we partner with James Beard award-winning chefs, these incredible cultural leaders. And, you know, because of course, like, food should be functional, it should be grounded in science, but like food also equals love. I think like Angela and I both come from families. My parents are from Indonesia, and mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of like love associated. Like, your parents may not say that they love you, but they'll like, you know, put so much love in food. And I like, my favorite memories are with my grandmother cooking as a kid. Yep. So it's kind of all of that, right? Like, this yep. is like a very important introduction period.
It's really fun to look through the products. Angela, we are Bloomberg, and so we love getting into the nitty-gritty of a company, startup or otherwise, in terms of growth. So talk to us about how much you've been growing in terms of top and bottom line. Are you guys profitable? And I'm just curious about market share, because there are some big established players out there. What are you seeing on that front?
Yeah, I mean, we feed now 3% of babies born in America. So in terms of market share, we're getting as high as 10% in certain markets. Like, we've grown exponentially in the past few years, really, like, you know, hitting huge scale. But what I think is like really amazing is how big this market really is. I mean, it's bigger than dog food. So you have this like early childhood nutrition category that is much, much bigger than a lot of people really understand.
Right.
And so I think what's really exciting is being able to crack that.
Are you profitable? Angela?
We hear comment on that yet as a okay. private company. But, you know, certainly we've been leaning into growth and scaling business.
And how much, Evelyn, like in terms of growth of revenues, what are you guys seeing?
Yeah, I mean, as Angela mentioned, you know, we've grown considerably, especially in the last 2-3 years. We've been national since 2019. And so really kind of it went from that kind of the floor of that to essentially 3% of babies. So that the growth has been quite extraordinary, okay. specifically in the last 3 years.
Well, cool stuff. Just looking at the website, and you have so much there, and it is really fascinating to see the community and continue to increase the offerings. Tim,
yeah.
Make it Arlo. Like...
I know. It actually would make my life a lot easier, because we wouldn't have to decide what to feed him every night.
There's lots of choices.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much. Stay in touch. We'd love to know as you continue to add and grow. Come to touch base with us again. Evelyn Roosley and Angela Sutherland, co-founders of Yumi, on the phone in LA and Miami.